Praise the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Kindly open our Bible in the book of Psalms, chapter 5. The whole chapter, Psalms, chapter 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up, for thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, thou hatest all the workers of iniquity, thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and the deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. And in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Because thou dependest them, let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, without confessing as with a shield. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Yes, O Lord God, we praise your name, we adore your name, we magnify your name, Lord Jesus, your Redeemer, our Master and Shield, Prosperous and Savior. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. Let us now thanks to God for all the goodness and faithfulness given unto us. Yes, O Lord God, we come now before you, Lord, to give thanks to every blessings, O God. Healingness, provisions, favor, answered prayers, O God. Salvation and solution to every problems, O God. To every success we have by his mercy's sake, O God. We thank you, Lord, O God. For your faithfulness, your kindness, O God. Thank you, Lord, for all the miracles and wonders, O Lord God. Favor, Lord, that comes from you, O Lord God. In every victories we have, that you fight for us, O God. For every perseverance in every battles that we are in. And continue to trust you, Lord, for all the promises that written in the scriptures, Lord. We thank you, Lord, O God, for all the things, O God, for the discipline to make us be pure, perfect, righteous, and holy in your sight, Lord. To use us mightily for your name, we will glorify, O God. Thank you, Lord, O God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, once again to hear in this place to worship, Lord, to praise you, and to hear once again your instructions to us, to reprimanded us to go on our life in means to serve you, O God. We thank you, Lord, O God. Let us now ask forgiveness for our sins that be done to the Lord, sins of doubt, anger, and unwillingness to suffer, and unwillingness to serve, to persevere, lust of flesh, lust of eyes, laziness, worldliness, lack of commitment, but stewardship to our time that God give to us for the finances and renounce it, all of them, and ask the Lord to help us that the Holy Spirit rule over us from our flesh and commit once again our life to serve Him and come to the Lord. Yes, O God, we forgive, O Lord God. You hear, O God, forgive the sins of your people, Lord. They ask, O God, for forgiveness in your presence, Lord. You said in your word, you are faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. Cleanse us once again by the Holy Spirit, Lord, and once again we commit our life to serve you, O Lord God. Let us now ask for our petitions and requests to God. For he said in his word, humble yourself before under the mighty hand of God, and he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your care upon him to be cared, for he cared for you. Let us now pray for our family, for the husband, wives, children, and siblings. Lord, we thank you, O God, for all the family of yours in your church to serve you. We pray, Lord, you bless them, O God, and strengthen them to continue to seek you more, to do the will of yours in their lives, to be a good example, O God, and testimony to the people around them, being as one family, living in righteousness and holiness, that they may, that the way of God, that they are preaching your gospel to the people around them. Lord, we pray to every husband, bless them, give them wisdom, O God, and authority, being the head of the family, as you, Lord Jesus, is the head of your church, to implement your will and command to their family, to execute discipline to their children, O God, and be a guru model to them, how to obey, O God, and follow you. For every wife's, Lord, we pray for them to give them good health, strength, submissive spirit to submit to their husband in every matters that you ordain to them. Help them as a parents to unite, to teach your children in the fear of yours, to expound to them the word of yours, to apply in their lives. And to their children, Lord, we pray, O God, that you enable them, O God, to give them wisdom, O Lord God, in their studies, O God, in this and their household chores, O God, to help their parents and be a good steward to all the things that you entrusted to them, O God. Speak to them and let them be encounter you in their lives, for they will know that you are true and just in every commands that will given to them by their godly parents, O God. And for our siblings, Lord, we pray for their protections, guidance from you, and also and do exactly what you want them to do, O God, for your name's sake, O God. Lord, for our family, parents, siblings, and children not yet with us, we pray for their salvation. Speak to them through dreams and vision to know the word of yours that we are preaching to them is true. Lord, we trust you, Lord, O God, and we believe you, O God. Open their hearts and minds, O God, to believe you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our job. Thank you, Lord, for all the works, the jobs, the companies of your people, O God. Lord, we pray for our jobs, Lord, to continue to bless as a channel of your blessing to us. Use our company, O Lord, to sustain our lives here on earth and give what is due for you. Give more projects, O God, clients in every company of your people in office, schools, hospitals, fields where the people you are working with. Give us favor, Lord, to our boss to preach your gospel to them.
Yes.
And by our good example that we are showing to our colleagues according to your will, be enticed to them to know you, Lord, and start to seek you. Lord, help us, O God, to let your shine upon us, O God, to bring light to the whole world, O God. So worship you, Lord, by applying your word in our lives that brings salvation to them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters who in need. Lord, we thank you for our brethren who really commit their lives to serve you and follow you. We pray for them and intercede with them who really need of your grace and provisions and help. You know, Lord, what they are passing through in their lives. Help them, Lord, O God. Provide their needs, protect them, and give them wisdom in every circumstances. And anoint them, Lord, with your Holy Spirit to guide them, lead their ways to the plans and will to them. Lord, let them be to come out in every doubt in their hearts and put in their hearts desire and have integrity to seek you and follow you. Increase their faith, Lord, and give them victories in every battle that they're in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, friends, relatives, colleagues to be saved. Lord, we pray for all the people that we are with since our childhood stage, to all the people that we accompany with, and every people that we just meet on our walking, in our taking bus. Oh God, Lord, help them. Save them, Lord. Let your salvation flow their lives, oh God. Let them know you, Lord, and encounter you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the country UAE, for these nations, for the God give to live this, and the expansion of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, Sierra Leone, Malawi, to grow and to expound by the Lord. Lord, we pray for this country, UAE, that you continue to bless this country and let your peace flow in this country, Lord, that we continue to live in peace, O God. Lord, we pray for your churches and favor, Lord, from you, O God, that you provide all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed of your church. Protect your church, O God, and continue to stand firm to do the teaching and implement to the people under the care of your church. Bless all, O God, of all the teaching, O God. Anoint your church, O God, to continue, Lord, to preach your gospel, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for all the for the church to grow and all the ministers of the church. Lord, bless all your people. Bless all the pastors, workers, evangelists, members of your church, in every places, O God, where church is in, O Lord. Bless all the evangelism, O God. Bless the translation ministries, banking ministries, farming ministries, O God. We pray more Bible studies, O God. We pray more effective doors, O God, for us to teach, admonish your people, the truth of your word. We pray, Lord, for the expansion of your kingdom, your church, in every places that not yet reach the truth of your word, how to apply it in daily basis of life. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and the vision of your church, the multiplication in peace and the implementing the whole will of God. Lord, refill us once again, your Holy Spirit, to anoint us, to lead us, to teach us your ways, O God. Let be filled, O God, of the Holy Spirit, will manifest in our lives, your church. For we'll know that you are a true God and we are your servants. And give us spiritual gifts, Lord, that we need to go on and preach your gospel in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our service today. Lord, bless us today as we come to worship you. Anoint our prayers, our songs that we sang to you, and our giving and the word of yours to teach us how to be more faithful, O God, and be followers of yours to your word. Lord, let your name be glorified in our midst, O God. Holy Spirit, come with us, O Lord God. Let your name be glorified, O God. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord.
Lord, you have provided everything for us. We thank you so much. as the deer panteth for the waters, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone, O Lord Jesus, is my heart's desire.
Thank you.
what shall we ever shall. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the water of life, Lord of God, and the bread of life that you have given us right in us. Thank you, Lord, for your word, O Lord. Thank you, Father God, that we are making ourselves ready at your coming, O Lord.
Those who
Glory to His name. Glory, glory to You, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us now collect our first fruit tithes in offering to God. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to 12, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in thine house, in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, we thank You, Lord. We praise Your name, O Lord, for all the blessings You've given unto us, O Lord. Forgive our tithes and offering and first fruit unto You, Lord. We pray, O God, for this money, O Lord God, of Yours, that You expand of Your kingdom, Your churches, O God, of all the nation that yet been reached of Your word. We pray, Lord, O God, that to continue to bless, O God, of Your people, O Lord. Rebuke the devourer in their lives, O God, and open windows, O God, in their lives, Lord, that all the nations will see that You are a blessed nation that comes from You, O Lord God. Lord, we thank You, O God. We bless Your name. This all we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis entitled, Are You Doing God's Will? Part 3. Are You Doing God's Will? Part 3. Open your Bibles in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 to 23. And I'm reading in King James Version. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Verse 4. According as He had chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He had purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession and to the praise of His glory. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and give him to be the head over all things to the church. Verse 23, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, for bringing us in this place to worship you and to listen to your word, O Lord. Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit to work in the life of everybody, in our hearts, O Lord, and in the midst of us today. Lord, anoint my lips as I read your message to thee, O Lord God. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Four times in the above passage, we encounter the statements, the will of God and his will. Therefore, we will use Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 to 23 to know the will of God. The scripture will always teach us how to comply with his will and how to live it. Verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. The word apostle means a person who had met Christ and who was sent by Christ to a certain groups or categories of people to start a work of God among them. Paul was made apostle by the will of God. Paul obeyed the will of God and lived it, and the fruit of that obedience is that he had reached vast number of people in various places and give them the word of God and declared to them the will of God. We too need to do the same. God calls us to tell others about him and to declare to them God's will. Paul was responsible for the lives of certain people, and he was to declare the will of God to those people. Paul wrote his letter to the saints and the faithful who were composing the church at Ephesus. We need to be saints, and that is God's will. We need to live holy life. We need to be faithful and be saints in living in holiness. It is relevant today too, for God had called us to be faithful and characterized by faithfulness. It is the will of God to live in holiness and to be faithful to God. Verse 2, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace is unmerited favor and peace in ours when we live in God's will. The peace of God will help us to endure and go forward even in the midst of heavy trials. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Paul introduced to the saints the heavenly blessings of God and not the worldly one. The heavenly blessings will empower us to do and achieve the whole will of God. Verse 4, according as He had chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Another blessing is that we have been chosen before the creation of the world by God to be holy and blameless. It is God's will for us to be holy and blameless. Holiness is to live away from sin. Blameless means there is no fault in our lives. God wants to polish our lives so that there will be no stain. We need to be spotless. We are not called to be liars or cheaters, lazy or complacent. Our God is a perfect God and He expects perfection from us. To work for our perfection, we need to see ourselves in the mirror of God's word so we move on doing His will in our lives. Verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. God chosen us to be saint, faithful, holy, and blameless, and to be His sons and daughters. We are adopted as sons of God, not sons of the world. Moses was Pharaoh's daughter's son. But he was willing to throw that all away in order to be called the Son of God. Through the blood of Jesus, we are adopted and become the children of God. God placed us in His church, adopted by God to fulfill His will and His pleasure. Verse 5 and 6. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved. God do that for the praise of God's grace, and we need to comply with God's will so that the praise and the glory will go to Him. Therefore, we need to be different from the non-believers. There should be a difference. Today, many churches have sons of Belial who are worse than the worldly people. The non-believers need to see something different in us. That is our testimony. So they will praise God, our Heavenly Father. Verse 7, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus will cover our sins as long as we are in repentance and living and walking in the will of God. Verse 8, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. We are in God's will. He will bestow on us wisdom and prudence. If these are not in our lives, then our Christian walk is questionable. Those who do not have them, then they have only foolishness, and their salvation is in peril. Verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He had purposed in Himself. God had revealed His will according to His good pleasure. We as believers should know the will of God in our lives. Things may not be pleasant in our life, but if that is God's will, then we need to endure them. The meaning of the word mystery is something obscure and not understandable, having made known unto us the mystery of His will. That means that He made things clear to us. Therefore, when people move away from God's will, you found them are not able to understand what is going on their lives and on their lives, and we as church recognizes it, for God has made known unto us the mystery of His will. As well as when God had made known to us His will, then we cannot hide, but we shall be surely be recognized and caught when we astray from living and doing the will of God. Verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. God will put into effect the purpose of His will. The purpose of His will in the lives of many of His people will come to the destination that He had planned. That finally, we all will be meeting the Lord when He will be coming down to take us. God had revealed His will to us and to His church. Therefore, the church has to have access to our lives to correct us and to confirm to us His will. God's will in our life need to be confirmed by the church. When Christ comes, the mystery will be revealed, for He is the director of all the scenarios of our lives and the life of all the saints. We need to realize that there is a time for implementation of what Christ ordained to us according to His will. Therefore, there must be a time to put everything that He ordained for us into practice. The church head is Christ, and when He comes, everything will be complete. Paul could see ahead of time God's will for the people of Ephesus. We as church should discern the will of God in the life of the people whom God entrusts under our care, and we need to help them to achieve and abide in God's will for their lives. Those who are doing their own, we as church should confront them, rebuke them, and hinder them from going astray into wrong ways and plans. Verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. We have been chosen by God to implement God's will in our lives. There is no escape. We cannot give any excuse, and we cannot go back. As we go forward to do God's will, then we are titled for an inheritance kept in heaven for us, being predestinated according to the purpose. God have a purpose for each and everyone life, and we need to comply with that plan of God that will finally give us inheritance in heaven. Amen. Verse 12, that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ. Again, Apostle Paul mentioned that we are the praise of His glory. Therefore, we need to be a good testimony at the present time. We need to be a good example to others. Our lifestyle of living will show whether we are living for Christ or not. Let our lives so shine before men, so they will see our good deeds and praise God our Father in heaven. Verse 13, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Paul said to the people of Ephesus that they are sealed with the Holy Spirit after they heard, believed, and trusted in Jesus. Today, we are also sealed with the Holy Spirit. There is no playing safe. We need to get involved in serving God and in obeying fully His will. We are accountable. Once we hear the message, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. We are marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, there is no backing out. The seal of the Holy Spirit is still there with us. The message for us today is to be serious and behave and not take God for granted and start not to do our own will. Verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession and to the praise of His glory. Even in the world, there is guarantee and warranty given to the products. The Holy Spirit is our guarantee and the down payment for the eternal life that we receive from God, which is the earnest of our inheritance and that we should long for, the eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse 15, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all saints, unto all the saints, Paul had planted the church of Ephesus and had made the disciples and told them the word of God. After he left Ephesus, he received a report about a new believer that when he heard about their faith, He had given thanks to God for their faith and for their sincere love to the saints. Verse 15 and 16. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. He remembered them in his prayers, giving thanks to God for their faith and belief. Therefore, we as church, we need to give thanks for those who are loyal and committed to the right faith, as well as those who are doing their own. We still need to remember them in our prayers that may repent and come back to the Lord and to His will. Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Paul prayed that God would give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that they may know God, they may do God's will. The spirit of revelation so that the secret things of God might be revealed to them, to continue to walk in faith and not by sight and live in the revelation of God. We need to pray for wisdom to manage our families, children, finances, and so on. Revelation is revealing something that we are not aware of. It is a treasure that is revealed. Revelation also is knowing God better. Paul, at the late part of his life, he wrote to the Philippian church. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Paul said, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. He wanted to know God better. To do God's will, we need to know God better. We need to have a revelation from God, and we need to be willing to share his suffering. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Paul also prayed that they will be enlightened when he said, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, to see the hope to which they have been called according to his glorious riches." Christians are so blind these days that they cannot see the blessings of God. They are spiritually blind to the spiritual blessings around them. Our minds need to be enlightened to see the blessings of God. We as church need to pray for people to be enlightened so they can see what the good plan that God has for them and the inheritance that He prepared in heaven to those who obey Him. Verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe according to the working of His mighty power? When we know Him better, we will understand His power, and in return, we will have that hope in Him. The great incomparable of God was manifested during the resurrection of Christ and raising Him to be seated with His Father at His right hand. Therefore, people who do God's will not die until they had finished His work that He entrusted them to do. But people who don't do God's will die at any time and without previous notice, a sudden death and no protection for them, because they are outside God's territory and His will. We will have power when we do God's will. Our eyes will be opened. Our faith will increase. We will know God's resurrection power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead and put Him at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 20, which He rose in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. Stephen, while they were stoning Him, he saw in a vision this incomparable power when he saw Jesus at the right hand of the throne of grace. Acts chapter 7, verse 55 and 56. Acts chapter 7, verse 55 and 56. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly in heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Jesus said in Revelations chapter 3 verse 21, Revelations chapter 3 verse 21, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sit down with my Father in his throne." He who overcomes will sit with Christ on his throne. As Christ overcame and sat on God's throne, so we who comply with God's will and overcome will be seated with God on His throne. Verse 21, "Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come." Jesus had authority over every power and dominion. We also will have the same privileges if we are in the will of God. Verse 22, "And had put all things under his feet and give him to be the head over all things to the church." God had placed all things under his feet, the feet of Jesus. He is the head of the church. Therefore, we need to honor the church since Christ is the head of the church. We are accountable to do that. God's rule will never change. Therefore, we need to be accountable to the church. His word can never change. His will should be our will. We cannot wrestle with God and twist his arm. We cannot go on and fight against God and against his church. If we want to sit with Jesus at the right hand of God, then we need to submit fully to him, and our enemies will be under his feet, and we will be preserved and saved from them. My dear and beloved, as we honor the church in verse 23, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all, then Christ will be our head and our enemies will be under our feet. Let us endeavor to do his will and let us be firm in our faith, having full trust in his word that will sustain us in times of troubles. Let us fully trust God in our suffering while doing his will. As Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Amen. Let us stand, come to God, come in repentance, and renounce all your sins and shortcomings. Renounce your evil ways, and surrender your life and your heart, and even all your plans to God. Persevere in pain in the painful trials that you are passing through. God is doing a new thing in your life. God is making out of you a real man of God, a man who will do all what he desires of you to do and to achieve the very purpose of God. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, I thank you for your word that teaches me more of your ways. Lord, thank you for declaring your will to me. Lord, thank you for placing me in your church and you consider me as your child. Lord, thank you for the good plan that you have for me. Lord, I repent for the following sins. Lord, I repent from doing my own will. Lord, you are the hope that guards my heart. Lord, give me wisdom to know you and to know your will in my life in a better way. Lord, help me to know your power and be able to see riches of your glory. Lord, I surrender my life into your hand. And Lord, let you be prevail in my life. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who delight to know you and do your will. Lord, open their eyes and enlighten their minds with the truth that let them see the richness of the inheritance that you have prepared for them in heaven. Lord, sustain them. Protect them and continue to provide them for them so they will continue to serve you and live according to your will. Lord, bless your church and make it grow. Lord, I pray for more evangelism and more people be reached out for Christ. Lord, I pray for more Bible study groups to be opened. Lord, those who are obedient, anoint them with the Holy Spirit and use them to reach the lost and to bring the fruit that you desire to see in the life of your church. Lord, help us and protect us as we persevere in serving you. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen.